Welcome, everyone, to a new season of The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio.
That's right.
I'm Nicholas Miller, here with my co-host, Stephen Cato.
Hi. Hey. I feel so clean right now.
That's right. Well, we're looking forward to a really great season, but let's reflect briefly on our summer vacation.
If we must.
As we told you at the end of our last season, we decided to go for a bit more modest trip rather than spend the money going to some tropical place or leaving an impressive carbon footprint. We just took a little trip to Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit of a disaster because Portland, Maine is a cold place for most of the year. We didn't have any cold weather. It was really nice. But like most places that are cold for most of the year, they make really great micro-brewed beer.
Oh, shit.
Which spells disaster for my co-host, Steve Cato.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, you had to bring that up, didn't you? You just couldn't let that go. I spent most of the trip in crippling gastrointestinal pain. At first, it was harmless. It was, you know, a day trip to Ogunquit, some seafood, maybe, you know, a walk on the beach, drinking a hoppy sort of beer thing with lots of living active yeast. And the next thing you know, I'm in the fetal position on the floor of our hotel suite in agony, really. It's just that simple, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't do so well in that kind of place, even though he is from a cold place. Maybe it started young, who knows?
It's a different cold place. I'm from Canada.
Okay.
It's different.
Well, let's get on with it. Tonight we have a very special guest, a thinker, an artist, a writer. And most importantly, a very serious man.
Oh.
And he's going to be giving you a very serious talk tonight. So sit back and relax and just let it kind of pour over you. And I promise it'll gain in reflection. It may be confusing at first, but let it sit for some time. I do have one brief caveat. This particular speaker is too serious for something like a Q&A. So don't... I see all you guys in the live studio audience. No questions tonight. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
But he's a little too serious for that.
Looking at you.
But here we go. Your latest season of The Talking Show. Hopefully a thought-provoking one. We have the one and only Dan Graham.
Standing at the edge of the platform, almost falling off, one shoe on my left side, right side of the audience's left side, falling down, hitting the floor, and then back up on the stage. And I slightly rock backwards, my hands at my sides. The feet again are halfway across the stage. Head goes up, down, blinking of the eyes and turning a little to the side, and there's a tensing around the groin area, and on the groin area, torso, the body turns now to the audience's right side, my left side, turns while the feet remain stationary, and a little bit unstable, bouncing on the heel of my left foot, and now a more of a total turn with my shoulders, and just as I say that, a lack of balance, and the 2 feet go backwards, head goes forwards, looks up, just as the heel on my left side, right side, audience's left side, moves a little bit closer to the left shoe, and the head is now looking up, staring very blankly doubling into space, the arms are quite stiff. And as my voice slows down, I look down toward the ground, now seeming to look at my hands, hand on my right side, looking a little bit different in terms of the relation of the thumb and the index finger from the hand on the other side. It's wider. It's also a rather odd crab-like shape. And the thumb twitches for a second. Feet are very stable, splayed in a V-like formation, rather close together. And knees are very stiff, and there's a slight rocking on the knee. And now the head again looks up in the direction of the top of the auditorium. On the left side, audience's right side, as I start, now I start moving backwards, the right foot, and swaying on the knee, a loss of balance, then the other foot goes back, which creates a sense of balance, and very slowly walking backwards, straight backwards, rather evenly, and at maybe a, sort of a half pace from the norm. Now the head goes up as I continue to walk backwards and stop with the with my right foot further back. And now I rock upward on the forward left foot, the toe going a little bit into the air. So there's a balance created. And as I'm now shifting a little bit more over to my right side, the audience's left side, that continues bending of the torso as if it's a dance exercise, with the one arm, the left arm, going up to balance, as if it's a slightly arrested dance exercise. And now back down again, seeming to move forward, but not moving forward, simply balancing on the toe of the left, the right foot on the audience's left. Now the other foot goes back and the hand goes down, hand on the left side, head goes up, and licking of the top lips. Now it seems that my legs are rather stiffly held together. Strange that my hands haven't changed much in the position. And just as I say that, the hands do change, the arms go up, and I'm looking at the top part of the two hands. Looking at the fact that they're slightly reddish and mottled, and you can see some slight vein, blueness of the veins, which seem to match, in fact, the blue and red of the Czech shirt. Two kinds of blues, red, rather outdoorsy, but also iridescent, thick shirt. And as I say that, the hands go down, held fingers held straight down rather stiffly, as if perhaps, in a contrary gesture from what I've just said. And as I say that, I seem to rock back, bowing. Again, the feet are in that position of being very close together, but in a Z shape. Not one, not more advanced than the other. The head is looked down, now it looks up straight ahead, and slow twisting of the head as it goes up, then down. It's not a nod, it's almost a jerk. And it's very slight swaying, but no shifting of position. And now I'm looking as if to my rear, over my left shoulder, and now turning in the left direction with both feet as if about to march someplace off stage, which doesn't happen. In fact, I'm now walking in the opposite direction backwards. So I seem to have been walking consistently backwards. And then almost the two legs cross and almost fall down. Now I'm balancing on my left foot, or my right foot, now the 2 feet at right angles to each other, and I turn facing forward, but not in the center of the stage as before. And now walking to the side of the stage, looking at my look as I look up, going toward the side of the stage as I look up, and now turning forward, again, the 2 feet in the V formation. I make a fist as I do that, which must have some kind of meaning, aggressive, or maybe a stubborn kind of meaning. And now, as I said, that I stopped making a fist and go down to the hands of the down in normal position, rotating again, and walking along the side of the stage, now going to my left, which to my left, audience is right, seemingly along the edge, exact edge of the stage, rather determinedly, just looking at my feet as I do it, almost approaching the edge and falling, almost falling over, and not making rotations. And this is a curving turn. As I walk back in the opposite direction forward, much further away from the stage. And now turning toward the audience, almost looking at, no, not looking at them, rotating around and continuing to rotate around toward my left, a full, almost a full rotation when there's a stop. And rocking backwards as if hesitating, perhaps hesitating as to what to do next, and a frown as I do that. And slightly wiggling as the finger, thumb on the right side, and a swing going on all along with my body, swaying back and forth and back actually, and a certain type of indecisiveness. And then suddenly a decisive move as I rotate, looking straight ahead at the audience. And as I look at the audience, I see a kind of, just as I said that, there was this sort of laughter coming from the center of the audience. People look, though, basically fairly serious, or did look serious. There was just a faint glimmer of a smile and a wink, and then a denial of that seriousness, and then a few people look at each other to confirm or see if that's what's actually happening to their neighbors. Now, it seems that people are with their eyes either staring at me or winking at me, one or the other. People seem to fall into two categories. And people laugh a little bit, short laugh, suppressed, and the head moves as that happens to many people. They kind of look down or shrug their head from one side to the other. There's some nervous body motion, usually with hands, feet. This is basically true, I guess, where I was looking, which was to the more center, middle section. Now some people move their heads and scratch themselves toward the top. There's more motion, it seems, toward that top area than toward the bottom, where people are silently smiling or hiding their smile, or not hiding their smile, some are, but they're smiling pretty much in the same way at that point. And now, as they smile, it's a smile that becomes almost a little bit uncontrollable, and the mouth actually opens, or this happened a while ago. Now they're pretty much back to a static state. And now this one's slightly smiling again. There's actually some laughter now from different scattered parts in the audience, more on the audience's right, and a vocal laughter. Mostly a female sounds, mostly female laughter. And now we hear more titters from different places in the audience. It seems that a few people can't control themselves and everybody else can. Most of those people are sneaking a look at the other people who can't seem to control themselves. So the laughter, perhaps this nervous laughter. A few people now are moving from side to side, and now there's kind of a laughter of people laughing at a joke. And that continues in a secondary way. Now some people are moving their lips and chewing, tapping with their fingers in a certain way. Again toward the top, toward the bottom, people tend more just to wink. Or very slightly adjust their heads, perhaps because they're much closer range. There's some people playing with, using their hands to play with some of the other parts of their body. There's just about five or six people, loud laughter on the side, other people now are doing that. All these people haven't done it before. Now, I notice two people turning to each other, talking to each other to confirm some gesture, actually speaking sometimes, and other people moving their hands, lips. There seems to be more of an oral quality in people's reaction although they're not speaking or laughing, stage. Now, people are continuing to look at each other occasionally and speak to each other, not looking straight ahead. Now, a lot of people move, rearranging their position, putting things on the chair, talking to their neighbors, rearranging their body or where their hands are in relation to their body, a period of adjustment, and scratching, mutual confirmation is taking place. Except for, again, the people in the first row, and to an extent the second row, this is not happening. I'd say just more of the first row. Just the first row. Now, people on my right side and my left, and we have over at the top center left side, we have one person playing with their hair, and other people also, all adjacent people in various kinds of body disarrangement that people normally wouldn't do when they were focusing their attention on the performance. Now some people in the first row finally speak, but more people on the top and third row speak. When that continues, that is, speak to each other, not speak out loud. Usually couples, groups of people, seems to be how it's breaking down. Now I'm looking at myself, and I paused there and I saw a big O, an empty area between my lips when I was saying nothing. Now I see my teeth and I seem to bare the bottom part of my teeth. My hand and my left hand is in my pocket, thumb stuck out. The other hand is simply the index finger, which was sticking out. And the shirt seems the red is a very strong color in relationship to the other parts of the body. I can see, I can also see speckles of white along the top and sides of the of the hair, which seem very, very strong, picking up a lot of light against the very pink pinkness of the ears. And as I move backward, I'm balancing on a piece of wood, my left toe raised, and now gradually easing my body down off of the wood. The hands haven't changed, and I'm moving from side to side kind of a wide V formation as I kind of move slide across the stage. The microphone, the top of the microphone, which is a kind of ellipsoidal cylindrical gray, seems very, very big in relationship to the body, and it's also asymmetric, slight diagonal angle. Now the finger, my hand corrects that and straightens it out as I speak, look down. Lip, sort of biting into the lip, and again, like that, but in a much more nervous way. As now I turn around and I see myself more from the side, which my features seem a little bit more puffy, except on the very side jaw area. And I can also see beyond, I can also see some lint on my beard as I move back. Now one hand, again, seems the hands are in almost the same position as before. The body is kind of swaying, rocking on my hip as I move backward. Kind of a swimming motion, although it's swimming and sliding at the same time. Now it seems that the shirt looks very, very bright as I look at the shirt. And one can see, one sees mainly that, and Also, it's impossible to see my eyes, which seem quite quite dark. It seems like I'm simply talking and I'm not really saying anything specific, anything very much. Very, very empty, kind of empty moving of the lips. Now my hips on my left side went up for a second, and there's a pause, and so hands go out of the pocket, and hands make a fist, and as if I'm boxing myself, image of myself. Now scratching the top of my head and pointing back my hair rather nervously, as if there's a lot of tension, and I'm actually projecting it onto myself. The right hand maintains a fist, and the biceps seem to move to clench again more tightly as I part my hair. Now, parting my hair more as one might part the hair of an animal, and pressing the hair back down to flatten it out over the top of my head, and I can see a frown now, a distinct frown, as I now bring my both hands down into a more normal position. Now I reach into my pocket and pull out glasses and put them on, which changes the feature. They're very wide. The lenses are very, very wide. It seems very much to change the top part of my face, a more scholarly, but not necessarily dignified, more awkward looking image. And as I say that, perhaps again in contradiction or agreement, I lick my lower lip. Looking at the audience now, many, what I'm seeing people talking to each other, and suddenly they look back straight at the mirror and smile, and then they look at each other smiling, the people who were talking before. People moving around, swaying, giving a response in that fashion. This is on my, on mine, the audience's left side. And on the right side, basically, I see people waiting. I see a number of people chewing. I see everybody wink at that particular moment, and perhaps a slight smile on that side. The other side, the left side, people have all been looking at each other, all but a handful, talking to each other again, and considerable more movement and readjustment. In the center, I see someone staring up to space, and next to him someone actually looking at something, but everybody else is looking at me straight ahead, absolutely straight ahead. Now people are readjusting their body, and now some people look at each other. People are moving around their hands, looking at each other, not straight forward, chewing. But it's funny, there's no sound as this happens. Everything is much more silent. And now I tell you, some people are, again, moving, nodding their head in laughter, and many people with their hands now are rubbing their faces or chewing more emphatically at this particular moment. This is fairly universal. At the extreme edges, people seem, from being relaxed, suddenly now they're hyper-aware, as if an animal, and they're smiling almost defensively. This is more true on my left, the left extreme edge, than on the right extreme edge, where people are much more restless and potentially rowdy. No, they're laughing, the group of people, their heads going up and down, and their hands protecting their faces as they do this, that group of people. At that edge. Now other people are all looking usually to their neighbor, not over to that side. There's a lot of that going on, and it happens again. People moving, when they sway, they seem to sway from side to side. And then they continue that gesture either blindly at their neighbor or to people to their side. lot of coughing, other people coughing in response, coughing is contagious, more coughing, people looking in the direction of the coughing and looking at each other. These are people in the center. Again, the people in the front, with the exception of one person, are very uniform in their behavior. They don't look at each other, and they hold the same behavior they've held throughout the performance. They're loosening up a little bit, but they don't move as much. They don't look particularly much to the side or back. Not true, by the way, of the people on the extreme left side who can look to the side, do look to the side, because they must look to the side first to see what's going on in the piece. And some laughter. And now, with the glasses on, putting the glass case in the pocket, but not putting the fingers out of the pocket, I'm walking to the stage very close to the audience on my left side. And now actually going off the stage, but going back on the stage again, and scratching with my left hand my hair, as if focusing, wondering what to do next, or perhaps not knowing what to do next, or perhaps just a nervous gesture, and I'm sort of swaying and sliding now as I walk, but more strutting more than I was doing before, a continuation of some of the movements before, certainly not a dance move. What it represents. It's a little bit hard to know. And now as I move that, I kind of sway back and forth with my shoulders, and I've stopped. And again, I lick my lips, look up and stop, as if wondering whether this is the proper type of activity, perhaps. And now gradually facing the audience again, seeming to get full attention. It's funny. On my left side, my left finger is clutching the index finger somewhat nervously, and I sway a little back and forth toward the audience and back from the audience. And I'm continuing to do that as I speak more slowly, and my licking the lip again, and my head is going gradually upwards. As I do this, now the hands down at the sides, and they're touching for a second my thighs, and they go up, and they're hanging very loosely, making a point almost of their looseness, as if I'm about to attempt some athletic feet. And now I look down, now I look up at the ceiling. Now I move forward one foot, balancing my foot, and having a jerk on me because I almost lost my balance, bringing the other foot into line, putting the feet apart, looking up, and down. I'm looking to the side, my left side, looking at my lip again, walking again, stopping. Toe raised, right toe raised, and move the foot slightly forward, and then I'm down on the heel of that foot, and I'm rocking in the same position, seemingly getting more and more static in my behavior, and as I speak, I seem to be speaking more slowly. It's as if the behavior is going nowhere, or I have no purpose, and I'm stymied. And now I go back a little bit on to left, right foot, and I'm leaning in that right foot in the direction of the front toward the audience. Just about to change it, but I don't change. And now there is a change, and I move backwards. Straight back to the mirror area, almost hitting it, looking up at it, and higher, and then gradually walking backwards, sliding slightly over, picking up my feet a little bit more than I had done before. My eyes are closed at this. My eyes are closed at this point as I go off the stage and go back onto the stage, and looking down, and the breathing a certain sigh, licking the lip again, and balancing. And so the knee goes a little, the left knee goes a little bit forward, and swaying on that knee, one foot forward, the other foot splayed to the side behind it. And now, as I say that correctly, it's sort of exactly accurate. Seemingly lining them up so it's straight. And two looks kind of in a strange way, as if a kind of military discipline has been imposed on that lack of energy situation, but yet nothing has happened, just a swaying back and forth. Swaying back and forth continues. Moving a little bit with the body forward, which means the heels go up and almost in balance. And then moving a little bit slightly to the side, looking up at the audience. The audience is speaking. Many people in the audience are speaking. There's a smile, people smile in the top center area. There's some yawning and people making gestures of some kind of frustration, perhaps some boredom. People have been chewing, by the way, continue to chew at very much the same pace. There's a lot of people entering from the left side, coughing. People again moving, rather rearranging themselves, and moving their heads to the side, looking up and down. Now, people are winking their eyes more than they have done before. And people tend to, there's again people speaking up in that center middle section, as had happened before. People on the left side tend to be leaning forward more intently and concentrating fairly much on what I'm saying. Now there's a lot of laughter breaks out in the second row. Everyone in the second row is looking at other people and talking to other people. Now people looking to the side in other rows, they're not all the way to the side. Some other people speaking. A lot of people in the audience are chewing. One wonders whether it's chewing gum or they're just chewing. Now, people are bemused by that. And the people are nodding their heads. Some people are speaking to each other in the center as before. That continues. In fact, it's more exaggerated, and other people are looking at each other. There's that, again, that low murmur of speech coming from different areas, as if not meant to be detected. Now, as this happens, people tend to, every once in a while, when they're doing that, check back to see what's happening in front. But they do seem to be comparing notes throughout this. It's probably talking about the situation, not about something else, not about private situation. Consistently, by the way, the same people do the same things. Their behavior is fairly much the same throughout the performance. Now, a lot of people looking at other people, particularly in that second audience, we find that the second row of the audience center, we find that the second row and the fourth row are the people who are most involved in themselves, or other members of the audience in that row, and you don't find this occurring at other spots quite so much. Speaking continues. People touch their faces. People continue chewing. sensor, always moving your head, the sensor area, sensor rows are always moving their head, playing with their hair, etc. Whereas the people at the very top of the sensor, the top two rows, and the bottom row tend not to do that. They tend to be clutching their body, much more static in position. Although now we see a little loosening up with people in that first row. But in general, this is what's happening. But it's just now that people in the first row are absolutely laughing about this. Whereas totally uninvolved with that are the people in the notorious fourth row who weren't even responding. They were laughing to each other about something else. Everyone's kind of moving around now, adjusting their body, moving a little bit more to the side, moving their head, or moving on their seats. This is very consistent. Everyone's doing this. Some people now are moving their head. So that was a lot of laughter. The left side gesturing, people moving their fingers or other hands gesturing. Now this is where I'm looking, by the way. This happened where I'm looking, which is on my right side. A lot of laughter coming from the extreme right side. People now playing with their fingers, playing with whites of their faces, and looking about. This is also happening quite consistently all throughout the center, that is excluding first in the top rows. Now at the top row, I think people are also behaving in this way. Simply in the first row. Looking at myself, it seems that my jaw was very tense at that particular moment, very nervous. The glasses seem extremely big and very, very stray. I see reflections of lights in the glasses. The glasses seem to be sticking out from my face, which seems very, very soft in relationship to the shininess of the glasses. As I move back, again, I lift my lips, and I seem a little bit unsettled. And there's very little movement of the lips, as if I'm not able to speak. The finger and index and thumbs are in my pockets again. And now I'm abruptly, as I'm caught in the act, take my hands out of my pockets. And I'm moving forward, taking off the glasses. And looking into the eyes, which are brown with a pupil, a very dark color, dark brown. And looking down, seeing hair way at the top of the microphone, which has a kind of foam, charcoal foam kind of top in terms of color. Now I move back, and the sensation is abrupt, as all the body is blurred as if it's a film. And I move back, and I move front as if going in for a close-up, and back again as if full frame, seeing something very different, seeing a much more complete body rather than just a close-up. Body seemingly more objective. Now as I'm doing this, I'm clutching my glasses between my two fingers, my two hands, and clutching them rather hard. Again, professorial, but also rather nervously, and putting them quickly into my container, which is in my pocket, putting the container into the pocket on my right side. And I kick the pieces of wood up and down there as if perhaps to call it distract attention from what I've just been saying, and now take the index finger out of my pocket, and I can see a little bit of the glasses protruding, and now I'm touching and playing with the top of the glasses, caressing them, looking up at myself, a little licking of the lips, and the image seems very, very, lick my lips again, very, very dumb, very unanimated. And also very stable. It doesn't change much aside from the lips moving. The hands seem very, very stable. I'm rocking back and forth on top of the wood with the shoes placed firmly on the wood, but rocking about body back and forth. back and forth, looking at the audience speaking again, very quickly rotating, turning back center, their mouths working, going up and down, chewing, very, very oral audience, this audience, a little bit of a laughter. Not that much laughter. Now people all, some people taking out cigarettes, persons moving, people making violent sort of gestures of readjustment and redefinition of their position. I analogously tap somebody else on the shoulder, somebody's looking at something, somebody smoking a cigarette, somebody else is picking up a bag. Everybody seems to be more active and moving around in their seats right now. Coughing, a lot of coughing and smiling, people smiling and showing their teeth as they smile. One other person yawns, other people are leaving. This seems to be a moment of decisiveness for the audience. Everyone now laughing very loudly. Some people are looking at something, they're a little bit away. They cough, hits go back and forth. The audience becoming suddenly much more animated, speaking to each other, a little bit of laughter, another person leaving. Now sitting down, and people checking that out, that person smiling, but everybody else smiling just a little bit. And people violently laugh at it. This is over on the extreme right, left side. Again, some coughing, people lighting their cigarettes. Number of people lighting cigarettes all this time. Versus another person walking down toward the audience. Other people slightly glancing at them, but not very much, and seeming to leave. People smoking, inhaling, exhaling, again, looking at each other, not talking to each other. That person in the front talking to other people in front, other people glancing at each other or her as she sits down in the front. But not that many people actually noticing this, even as I described it. Other people speaking to each other. Maybe I think they're speaking to each other not about the performance, but about something else at this point. And now the question is, are these the same people who were relating to each other previously? Basically, yes, it's the same people who are always speaking. That person in the front audience now turns to speak to somebody just behind her. Other people violently, either chewing or moving their heads back and forth, and finally the first row, everyone's changed. A lot of these people have loosened up, and they seem to be slightly adjusting their body, chewing, or at least smiling, or looking at each other. However, their hands tend to be clutching their body more so than any other members of the audience, holding back. Well, I would say people in the very back row also do this in the front. As this person seems to leave or walk upstairs, someone else is doing the same thing, and the people turn, but not very much. No one really looks that much. Perhaps they can see it looking straight ahead. Now someone goes, and other people readjust their heads. The chewing continues. Everybody seems to be, instead of smiling, someone violently exaggerating that chewing motion, but it's a kind of oralness that someone else is picking that up, other people picking that up. This is all in the bottom rows, first and second row. Some people are quite individual, some people yawning, some looking back, other people not moving that much. So where there's a lot of behavior, there tends to be consistency. When there's a spotty behavior, the people tend to be fairly individual in what they're doing. Now we have a situation on my left side where we have a very animated, almost rowdy group of people over there who are quite different from people I described in other areas of the audience. Some people yawn now and rub their faces. Perhaps you're getting a little tired. What's going on? Now, as I touch the top of my glasses, taking the glasses off from the top of the lens and shaking them somewhat, maybe very theatrically, as I place the glasses inside your case, very slowly and elegantly putting them in the pocket, and putting again my index fingers in my pocket. And I seem much more self-confident, or a fake self-confident, shrugging my shoulders a little bit as I do that. Maybe a little bit like Brian Ferry, and then slowly going backwards on my heels, but I almost trip, which is a little ridiculous, and of course that destroys that. That is a pose. And now my hands go out of the index fingers, and I see them a little more catatonic. Look up and down at looking almost at the audience to check the audience. And my fingers, my thumbs go up as I keep the rest of the fingers against my pockets. Some things are bulging from the pockets, so it's touching that. It's the wall and the glasses. And as I do this rather ridiculously, I seem to be swaying and orienting myself in point of imbalance off to my right side, but not really that imbalanced. But now I go back, straightening up, look down, go back, and now sway back and forth very, very slightly. And look down, and I'm slowing down with no perceptible motion, just a slight rocking back and forth.
I am speechless.
Something else, isn't it?
Speechless.
Tell me about it.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, he really went right for the throat in the beginning. You know, talking about looking and seeing in that way over the radio. I mean, cuts right to some of the most intricate phenomenological problems of being on the radio and being a voice and yeah. Yes. Whew. Yeah.
Whew. I feel so self-conscious right now. Like, really self-conscious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I think it's best just to let this one kind of pour over you. And I'm really confident that it'll gain in reflection. You know, it'll make more sense later rather than right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, I'm going to have to let that one stew for at least a week, at least until the next talking show. But it's been a pleasure, everyone. And Steve and I are back in full swing here for you in sunny Los Angeles,
here for
California.
You.
The weather's great. It's only going to get better.
K-Chung.
And so is the talking show.
That's right.
Good night, everyone.
Peace.